Welcome to Head Games on Sirius Satellite Sports Byline USA. We're very lucky to have somebody that not only has been a leader on the field, but is continuing to be a leader off the field, particularly with women's sports athletes' rights. And Julie Fowler, we enjoyed having you on last time, and we're equally excited to have you on today. How are you?
Great. How's it going, Nick?
It's going great. You know, this since you were on last, this show has gone from having one to two national figures every week to one to two every day, and today is no exception. We'll go to Len Dawson and Sam Huff, two old NFL Hall of Famers, in the last half of the show. But let's get straight to this, because I'd like to know, we know you're an educated young lady, but how did you arise to the level of the head of policy for the Women's Sports Foundation? And what is that job, as you would articulate it?
Well, I have a long history with the Women's Sports Foundation, because when I was just coming out of college, Reebok was a sponsor. Just as I finished college, Reebok signed me up, and they were a partner with the Women's Sports Foundation, and said, you know, I'd love you to meet this group, and they have an annual fundraiser in New York, and Billie Jean King is the founder, and so forth. And so back in about 1993-94, I got to know them, and it turned out to be a wonderful relationship, because at the time, U.S. soccer and our women's national team was going through some contract issues and battles, and the Women's Sports Foundation ended up being my soundboard, and Billie Jean King in particular, for a lot of these issues, which is, we can get into later, which is kind of the foundation for this athletes' rights document. But so when I was sitting at a board meeting last year, I was on the board for and a past president, I said, you know, we need to do more with public policy, and we're always reacting to things. We need to be more active about some of these issues and advocacy issues. And they said, perfect, you do it. And I said, no. That's not what I'm advocating, actually.
But they did make you do it. We're going to have to go to a break. Yeah. When we come back, I'm just going to quote you as saying, although this question and answer could not replace Billie Jean King and the Women's Sports Foundation, by creating this document, we can share the wisdom and insights we have learned to give others the courage and the knowledge to move forward. We're talking with Julie Fowler about women's sports rights, about athletes' rights in general. We'll be right back. You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline Network and Sirius Channel 122.